seldom did the captain of La Demoiselle du Musard have to resort to physical violence, however. The flash of his sea-green eyes, the tightening of his sensual mouth, the clenching of the powerful, calloused hands, these were warning signals enough for most. Uncle Raoul had reared Larissa since she was 12 and had given her the role of the Lady of the Sea. The young dancer was always anxious to please him with her performance. Larissa was certain that the demanding captain was satisfied with the way things had gone tonight. Still, she tugged on Sardin's sleeve as he passed and whispered, "You think he liked it?" The tenor looked down at her for a few seconds before replying. Larissa was a true beauty, even more so than Liza. Unlike the singer, the young dancer didn't quite realize her gift. Her blue eyes gazed up at him with trust, and her long white hair braided with seashells tumbled down her back. She was in excellent shape from years of dancing, and her body curved invitingly under the clinging garb of the Lady of the Sea. A smile tugged at a corner of Sardin's mouth. "As long as you dance, the captain will like the show." A few hours later, Larissa sat at Dumont's side, a guest of the local baron. The revealing costume she wore as the Lady of the Sea had been replaced by a chaste, high-necked dress. The cream hue of the yards of rustling fabric set off Larissa's clear skin to rosy perfection and reinforced the whiteness of her long, thick hair. She had taken the stage name Snowmane because of her oddly hued tresses, which were now braided neatly about her head. A cameo was fastened at her throat. Their port for the next few months was a friendly one, Nevukar Springs in the land of Darkon. Populated largely by elves, the small port town was as eager for entertainment as other places La Demoiselle had sailed, and even more gracious in expressing their thanks. Baron Tallinn Redtree himself had come to the performance tonight. The Baron had insisted that the cast and Dumont join him for a late supper at his home. Larissa, raised on the roughness of the boat, sat fidgeting with her napkin while others carried the conversation. She desperately wished her friend Casilda were here, then she might not feel so out of place. The hall in which they were dining tonight managed to be both warm and impressive. The mahogany table, draped with the finest linen tablecloth, seated 20. Carved wooden panels inserted into the marble walls depicted scenes from a nobleman's life: hunting, hawking, and jousting. The fireplace was so huge that Larissa thought she could stand upright in it, and its red glow both illuminated and warmed the large room. Two delicate crystal chandeliers crowded with candles provided even more light. The result was that a largely somber-colored room was bright and cheerful. Baron Tallinn rose. His long purple and sapphire-hued robes swayed slightly with the graceful movement. The light from the chandeliers glinted off his belt and a pendant of silver and crystal. With a gesture that was almost boyish despite his many decades, the elf brushed a wayward lock of black hair out of startlingly violet eyes. Tallinn's angular face eased into a smile as he lifted his jeweled goblet. "I should like to propose a toast," the Baron began, "to La Demoiselle, a great and gallant vessel. To her captain, Raoul Dumont, whose foresight gave birth to the boat's magic and marvels. To my brother elf, Galar, whose illusions charm audiences night after night. To the showboat's wonderful cast, which has brought such happiness to my people. And finally, if she will permit me." Here, Tallinn turned the power of his deep purple gaze upon a pleased Liza. "To Miss Liza Penelope. My dear, in this bouquet of talent, you are in truth the rose." He inclined his head slightly, never breaking eye contact with the soprano, and drank from the golden cup. Choruses of approval filled the room as the flattered guests drained their own goblets. Larissa hid her smile as she watched her fellow performers' reactions to the toast. Sardin glowered, but drank. Dumont raised one golden eyebrow, but otherwise revealed nothing of what he was thinking. The elven illusionist Galar seemed flustered by the compliment. Larissa regarded the illusionist sympathetically for a moment. If La Demoiselle was Dumont's creation, from the specially designed paddle wheel to the magical wards the wizard captain had placed on the boat, then the show she was host to belonged to Galar. The small elf was directly responsible for the success of the pirate's pleasure. He